Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, welcome to another Short Takes, which is just very briefly going over some important topic. And today we're going to be talking very briefly about fearing God and learning to live. Now, as interesting and as wise as Solomon was, isn't it funny how much time he seemed to spend of his adult life as king chasing after this, that, or the other thing? Why? To find fulfillment and peace. And after he had done everything he could think of, he came back to the one thing that provides true peace, and he recorded it for us in Ecclesiastes 12:13, and he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Ecclesiastes 12:13. Throughout Scripture, we are reminded, told to fear God. Now contrast that with today. And too many of us today, too many Christians today, think only of God's love, His mercy, His grace. Well, these things are obviously clearly important, but they are not the only things that we should focus on. As a matter of fact, if we just focus on mercy, grace, and love, we will really have very little impetus to live a life that is divinely inspired, that brings Him glory. Without a true fear of God mixed in with this, we will never draw close to God in our Christian walk. It just won't happen. We may think that that's what's happening, but it really won't happen. But what is meant by fearing God? Well, it means a number of things, according to the Bible. It ultimately means a deep, reverential, profound respect and awe for God, almost to the point of a bit of terror thrown in there because of who God is. And a fear of God prompts us to see God's perspective concerning sin. Now, the authentic Christian never has to worry of being judged, that we don't have to fear that God's going to drop the hammer, judge us, or condemn us, or pour out His wrath on us. He's never going to do that. Romans chapter 8 is just one section of Scripture that confirms that to us. We are never going to be condemned in this life or in the next one. We should never fear that God is going to reject us or throw us into hell. This cannot happen for the authentic Christian. We should never fear what God won't do to the Christian. But imagine for a moment seeing God in His unbridled majesty, His power, and His might. And that has never happened with anyone. We've had glimpses. People from the Bible have seen glimpses of God's glory, but never its fullness. And when these people did meet God in those circumstances, what happened? They either fell over as if dead, or they had absolutely nothing to say. Their fear of Him, stemming from who God is, was enough to cause them to become faint of heart. But imagine seeing God. We see Job. We see the Apostle John. Oh, you can say, well, Job, Moses, people like that, Daniel, that was the Old Testament, right? Well, we see that in the Apostle John in the New Testament in Revelation. Here was a man, the Apostle John, who walked with Christ for three and a half years, who knew Jesus, who rested his head on Jesus' chest. And here in Revelation, he's almost beside himself, because of the awe of God. He is God. He is Creator. He is all-powerful, all-knowing. He is everywhere at once. Proverbs 1:7 declares, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the starting place. And without that, we can never really gain true knowledge of God that causes us to live lives that bring Him much glory and reward our lives with God's peace that passes all understanding. Christianity today, the whole thing, has become extremely easy to obtain, hasn't it? There is this easy believism that tends to negate the fact that there must be a true commitment on our part to follow Him wherever He leads us. And that also includes moving away from the things that He hates. And we know that He hates all sin because it kills. The promises of God are often conditional. There is something we must do in order to gain God's perspective so that we can live as He wants us to live. It all starts with learning to fear the Lord, and it is not a once-for-all pursuit. You know, decide that once and then you're done. It is something that we must do and cultivate every day of our lives. If we learn to fear God, which includes having a very healthy, profound, deep, reverential respect and awe, fear of Him and His commands, we will become recipients of His promises to us. This is exactly why Paul says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling in Philippians 2:12. There is something that we must do after we receive salvation from Christ, and that something is to learn to walk in the fear of the Lord, fear of compromising our lives, fear of causing Him to turn away from us as far as fellowship is concerned, but not turn His back on us as far as salvation. Every time we sin, we break our fellowship with God because He cannot tolerate it. It is only when we confess it again and accept the forgiveness that He provides that we can once again enter into fellowship with Him. Proverbs 14:27 makes the following promise to us. It says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Proverbs 14:27. Our lives will become fountains of life if we devote ourselves to learning to fear the Lord. It will also help us avoid things that will kill us, namely the many sins that we face every day in our lives. We will never be sinlessly perfect in this life. However, we should do our best to try to avoid the sin that so easily encumbers, right? And we can only do that if we have a very healthy fear of the Lord. We must become like Job, who, after God responded to Job with questions and statements that Job could not respond to, he was incapable of answering God. Job's only response was found in Job 40, verse 4, where he says, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth to keep from saying something stupid." God dearly loves us, but we need to realize and understand that we are nothing compared to Him, and all that we have and all that we are is because of Him. Without Him, we are already dead. With Him, we live forever. We must, as Christians, cultivate a fear of the Lord. A fear of the Lord, and that is done by focusing on the truth of His Word, hiding it in our hearts, and it is done by understanding that without a healthy fear of God, we cannot progress in our Christian walk. It cannot be done. Everything we do, if not from a fear of God, will simply be going through the motions. It will simply be like making sacrifices, but your heart is far from God. Your heart isn't in it. You're just putting it on from the outside. Is that what you want? Or do you want the reality of knowing God and the reality of living in the power of His might as we go through every day? That only comes when we learn to fear the Lord. We desperately need to learn to fear the Lord. Ask Him to help you with that. He does not want us to condemn ourselves. He does not want us to live in this constant fear of rejection, condemnation, or wrath. It's not going to happen. He does want us to learn to have a proper, deeply profound, reverential awe, respect, and fear of Him, because He is God. We are merely His created beings. Yes, He loves us. Yes, He is gracious towards us. Yes, His mercy endures. But you know what? We will experience that love, mercy, and grace in greater measure only as we learn to have a greater fear of Him in our lives every day. Learn to fear Him. Learn to fear Him. Go to the Bible. Look up verses that talk about why we should fear God and how we do that. Commit them to memory. Learn to fear God. That is the power by which we live Christian lives. It's not by this second blessing. It's not by speaking in tongues. It's not by some emotional high. It is done only through a proper fear of God. Thank you for joining me, and I pray that until we meet again next time, that God will open your eyes and show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.